everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to Life Beyond the Clouds. And I'd really like to thank Mitzi for joining us today. Her story is one of hope and courage and something that no parent should have to go through. She lost her son to suicide, and she's going to talk about this. And it's really about connecting the journey and how her opening up her heart and soul to so much more has really helped her on this journey. Mitzi, you have so much courage, and I thank you so much. And this is going to help people. And I'm going to put a little thing at the bottom of this show so people can go that need help and that are in the same place that you are. And I want you to talk about your foundation at the end, where people can go to that are struggling with the same thing, of how you're giving hope and courage and raising awareness of this, because you're not alone in this. This is happening so much. And there's so much with depression and anxiety in younger children today that we just don't understand. And with what you're doing, I want you to know he's so with you all the time, and he's guiding you, and he's so proud of you. And he just keeps thanking you for what you're doing in honor of him with this foundation. And I also have to tell you, he's just saying to tell you, like, he was with you when you rang the bell. I don't know if this makes sense before we get started. Something about ringing the bell. I feel like you're good, you're healed. So before we get started, it's just, he's ringing a bell in my ear. So I just want to talk about this, but I want you to give a chance to talk about your son and how amazing he is, and what you've been doing to move forward, and how the signs have really helped you. Because I think people don't understand, when you connect heaven and earth, and when you talk about life beyond the clouds, how it's not a scary thing in the beginning, right? You didn't quite understand, because when we want something so much, we don't always see it. It's like being in the store. I always say that we're looking for something in an aisle, right? And we can stand there for 5 minutes and we can look at it. And then we just ask someone walking by, do you have this? And they'll say, yeah, it's right in front of you. How we're looking for something so much, when our heart hurts so much that we can't see what's in front of us. And this is what I want to do. And I know that you have come a long way with this. And I really want you to talk, because it's going to help other people, Mitzi, that are just starting out on this journey of where you've been. And you're going to always go through this your whole life, but how this has helped you. And I really want you, if you don't mind, to talk about how receiving the signs and the knowings, because I don't want people to be afraid of this. They just love us. And you cannot, energy never dies. And that's all we are, is energy. We go back to our true light. Right? Mm-hmm. So you cannot kill or destroy energy. I always say we go back to source, we go back to heaven. So if you could just, I would love for you to go ahead and just talk about your experience a little bit.
Well, yeah. So I lost Kyle. It's actually almost been 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the worst pain and experience that any parent could ever go through. And for several, weeks, months afterwards, I just couldn't even, it was like, I wasn't even here myself. And when you reached out to me and you started, you know, you told me so many different things, and I was like, there's no way that any of this could be true unless Kyle really is still like with us and around, and his energy is here all the time. And those few weeks, gave me so much hope. I quite literally probably would not be here like without you and your messages. I mean, I say that all the time. And it's just amazing to me. And it's brought me to a place where I definitely believe way more than I did, you know, prior to Kyle dying. And, you know, I wish I wouldn't have to believe, because I wish he would still be here. But you know, every time we've talked, and every time, you know, you've shared things with me, it's just been one step closer to feeling a little bit more like myself.
And this is really what it is. And Mitzi, we all have it within us, right? These, I honestly, I can't say enough, right, how my heart breaks for you. And no parent should have to go through this. And I'm getting so much of this now, more and more. This is becoming common, right, where parents are reaching out to me with this. And the thing is, with heaven, we have to understand, like, and it's about me helping you to understand the messages. So when you're by yourself, right, and you're just saying, Kyle, I miss you so much, you know, can you just show me something today? And then all of a sudden you find something, or something comes to you, right? It'll be a picture of him that you weren't looking for, or it'll be his favorite candy. All of a sudden you open up a drawer and it's still, they're still there. Do you understand? Yeah. Or something that mattered to him. And it's just their way of saying, Mom, I'm right here. You just, energy is always with us, and we're always sensing and feeling it. And you've really opened up to this. And this is what I always say to people. What I want to do, as much as passing on the messages, I want everybody to understand it for themselves. I want you to be in that place where you can just say, I love when people reach out and say, Renee, oh my God, I got it. I understand. And that's really where you've gotten now, because I remember in the beginning, it was so hard when your heart breaks and you just want to be able to get up and be able to survive and get through the day. But then it gets to the point where I know you're here. I know you just sent me that message. I know that you're guiding me. I know that I'll be with you again someday, right? That it's just for now, we're not together, right? For now, but your energy is still here. And he comes and he helps everyone. And his journey in life for the time that he was here, you know, I mean, he was just, he was so special. And what he's trying to leave behind is trying to guide all of you right now. So even when I was little, Mitzi, I started seeing messages before I couldn't even remember. And I remember being 9 years old and we would have a neighborhood carnival, right? And my mother saying, Renee, what do you want to do? And some kids would work at the Goldfish Bowl or some would want to sell the candy. And I remember just saying, Mommy, I want to tell people about the angels. And she just kind of looked at me and she said, what? And I said, I'm going to tell them about the angels, that they're not alone. And they literally set up a tent for me and they put a snow globe in the center, a Christmas snow globe in the center of the table. It was one of those old time tents that you would stake down. And I remember for like 10 cents, right? People would, adults would walk in and they'd turn around and they'd come back out and they'd say, she knows what she's saying. How does she know this? I was 9 years old. I didn't ask for this, right? I know that my journey is about wanting to help heal people's hearts and letting you know how loved you are and that none of us on this journey are by ourselves, right? That they're still connecting with you. And it's about on this daily basis, when you get up and your heart hurts and just saying, I'm going to finish this book tonight because I know he's telling me to finish it. There's a chapter in this book and he references books with you a lot, right? And even reading books about angels and connecting, like there's chapters. It's like all of a sudden, why did I go to this chapter, right? When I was at the first one, why did I go to the third one? Because there'd be a message in there for you. Right. He tries to connect with you all the time like this. He's very big on, he's almost a kidder, I have to say, sometimes. He might not have been, he's very funny here where it almost would surprise people that he does this now, where he wants to show little things. And he keeps saying he likes to swim now, like in heaven, he swims all the time. So I don't know if for him on the physical earth, it's like he's not afraid anymore or he's, his energy is more about this, like, Mom, I swim. Like I swim all the time. I know it might seem so small for some people, but when you know your child, if this makes sense for you, you know, these are things. And was there anything with him with comic books or magazines? I don't know why I keep seeing something with either, I don't know if it's like action figures or like Marvel people or superheroes or.
I mean, he had a lot of like gaming or like Wii games, and he played Mario Kart and like those kinds of games with characters. So maybe it's that.
Yes, almost like he became one of them, or he would have in life loved to have designed them. Like he would have loved to have designed video games later on in life, right? And been like a character. Like he made himself a character because sometimes he makes me feel like he could get lost in that. Like he could be someone else. That it felt good to him, right? To step out of his own self and to become this other person where he felt like he could do anything or be anything. And this is just, you know, the way that he comes through. And he keeps, I don't want to sidetrack, but he's referenced somebody with a heart issue or some sort of, is there somebody in the family with that had a heart surgery or something with a heart issue?
Yeah, my dad did, like many years ago. I think, oh gosh, it's been about, oh, it'd be 10 years in May.
Okay, so this anniversary, this is coming up. So do you understand he's referencing, and is there a Mike or a Michael somewhere?
Oh, wait. Yeah. My older brother. And he just had, oh my God.
It's okay.
Yeah. He just had open heart surgery in September.
Okay. Because it's like he's rooting him on or telling him to hang in. I don't know if there's like another procedure or something else that might, like something with the timing of the heart, but like everything's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
No, that's totally, that actually happened in September. Yeah. In fact, he just posted like an update on Facebook a couple of days ago, and it was like his whole story about what happened. And it was a pretty amazing story, but he feels like he's, you know, back to normal. Like he's getting back his strength and stuff, and he's like feeling 100% better.
He makes me feel like he's good. Like everything, do you understand? Like everything is good, that he will be fine. He will be moving forward. He will be hiking and running before you know it, that people will be more afraid than he is, that he'll be doing everything that he did before. He just talks about like arrhythmia a little bit or something. I don't know if this was an issue at all or like anything was sort of like, I don't know if your brother had any kind of like arrhythmia or felt like his heartbeat was off, but like everything is fine. Do you understand? He makes me feel like not to worry, like that he's going to be traveling. He's going to be taking vacations and he's going to be like doing everything. So I don't know if there's any kind of like a get together, Mitzi, but I feel like there's some sort of gathering, like someone's going to plan. There's some sort of a gathering or a get together. So okay. I feel as if, is there some sort of a pool around you? Do you have, is there a pool?
Yeah, we have a pool in our backyard.
Okay. He makes me feel as if there's some gathering around this pool. I don't know. I don't know what month he's showing. But I feel like there's some sort of, like you just decide you want to have everybody over. Do you understand? Like there's some sort of a get together and that we're going to do this. But Mitzi, it's so important though. And I think with what you've been through, you helping other people, and that's what you are doing with this journey of helping people have awareness to this. Cause I really believe that Kyle's guiding you to this, that this is still bigger than you, that this wasn't just about this being you feeling like, do you understand with his loss, that I feel like it's going to heal your heart because you are going to help many people. I feel if you're just the beginning on this journey of helping and guiding other people on this, Mitzi, whether it's having a foundation, raising awareness, I feel like it's getting into the schools with this. I feel like it's reaching every little corner because it doesn't have, it's not judgmental, right? This is hitting everyone, no matter who you are, where you come from. This is affecting these young children today. I mean, they're starting at younger and younger ages. Yeah. And I really believe with what you're doing that it's, and I just still feel like there's so much of a computer and a phone connection with this. It's about you opening parents up and saying, watch your kids, right? Watch what they're doing. And if you can't all the time, but I just feel there's some way he's guiding you with this. He shows me this. So I think you have a foundation that's almost going to have, it's going to become bigger than what you think. Either you're going to reach out to someone, you know what I mean, in the government with this or some sort of a foundation, and they're going to want to connect with you because Mitzi, only someone like you can help someone else. Do you understand?
Yeah, it
takes both. I can give the messages and I can pass these on to you so you know he's with you and it helps to teach you the messages. But it's you, though, then helping the other people on this journey with what you're going through, because I just believe this is what he shows me and he's guiding you with this. So are you still doing like the things with this in his name and in his honor?
Well, we haven't. We did the suicide walk in October and raised the most money of a non-corporate sponsor. And so we plan on doing that every year. And then we do like more local walks, which is kind of to spread awareness on. I mean, the problem is it's such a taboo like topic. No one wants to talk about mental health. And so most people just struggle in silence. And if we can get people talking more about it and not feeling like they're being judged or, you know, any negative connotation to it, I feel like it's a start and it'll help everyone.
And this is why this is so important to have you on. And it's not always, like I say, the message is yes, but it's when you have to, what you have to go through on a daily basis. And it is true. So many people will want to say something else, like for you to have the courage to even talk about this and say this, it's going to help so many people when they hear this. And it's going to maybe open their heart to look at what's in front of them, because people are parents. Sometimes you get afraid, right? And you'll see your child and you don't know what to do, but it is the truth. People put a stigma on this and it's so common today, right? Adults are struggling with this. Younger children, I mean, at such young ages are struggling with this. And for you to reach out and say, you know what, this is going to be my life work now. I'm going to move forward. And in the honor of my son, right, that somebody else maybe doesn't have to go through this, that this is where you're truly being guided. I always say it's bigger than us. This is bigger than you right now. This is something that for you, I just see you doing more and more with this. I see you actually talking to Congress. I see there being more awareness in the schools with having teachers talking to younger children, right? Not as if you're putting that on them, but knowing the signs, I don't think they sometimes always recognize, right? The children that maybe are sitting back or stepping back, you know what I mean? That being aware of them and trying to step forward a little bit, or even the parents, like they're being awareness, things that parents can just say, here's a link you can go to. Here are signs to look for. And this is what I kind of feel like you're doing in his name. It's almost like there's a link or a button, right? That you're just saying, please just be aware. These are things you can look at if your child's pulling back or if they're doing this, right? Or they're acting different, like that you're going to have almost these steps. I feel like what he shows me that are going to be a place where people can go, or you're going to have where people can connect with people like you, right? And have a place where they can email you or reach out and just say, do you understand? This is what I want to show you. Yes, to be aware of this. Yeah. Because Kyle, he's very much alive. I always say when they come to me, they're alive. They're more alive than we are. People have to understand heaven. They're so much more alive than we are. It's where we all come from. And it's where we all go to. We look at it like a spectator sport, right? That we're all going to stay here forever. We're not. You know, this is a journey we come to, but we're not, but everyone is together too, though, right? You will be with everyone. So, but for you, this is just so, sometimes I don't have words to put into, you know, when I have these kind of sessions, they're very hard for me also. Mm-hmm. Me trying to stay connected for you to help to guide you. Yeah. But this is very big. Is your one daughter coming home? All of a sudden he's switching to your older daughter. Is there something about her coming home?
Well, she finishes up her semester at school in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, she'll be home.
Okay. And I don't know. I don't know if she stays the whole time, but she's planning on going somewhere. Like there's some sort of a trip or something that she is planning.
Yeah. Well, she's studying abroad in Germany for.
Say she's going out of country.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying she's going out of the country and this is going to be a really good thing. I almost feel as if you're going to go and visit her also, something about you maybe taking, do you understand, like a little bit of time to go out and visit when she's there?
Hmm.
You might not know it yet, but I do feel like
I didn't have that on my bingo card, but maybe.
But that's what he shows me, that you understand that halfway through, it's kind of like, yeah, she kind of misses everyone. And you think this would be a great time to go see other places, but see here also at the same time. But he does say this is something that's going to be good for her. This is something she's supposed to be doing. Like she's supposed to do this. It's a part of her soul plan. Cause it's almost as if she wants to, I don't know if there's something about another language she's looking into, but I also just feel like medically, like in the medical field, I don't know if she's switching or narrowing it down, but he's referencing her in the medical field. And I look at a lot of science. Do you understand? Like she's getting into, I don't know if it's psychology or science, but like function of the brain.
I mean, that's interesting because when she was very young, she always wanted to be a neurosurgeon.
Wow.
But more, you know, recently, the last several years, she has moved away from that and wants to do like plastics for plastic surgery, that kind of thing. So I think she's still kind of sitting there. I don't know that she's changed it from that.
Okay. But I see her doing a lot with psych too, though. Do you understand where she wants to understand a lot about the people, like the way I feel her energy, that even when she sees them, she still wants to understand their energy or, you know, I mean, how they got to the place that they're in or to help them, like with this whole mental capacity of the healing, that even if she's doing the plastic, it's like the whole healing thing. It's not, I just want to make this, I want to get to know them and I want to help them like on the healing journey. So I feel, is she with someone right now?
Dating?
Yes.
No.
Okay, because he's referencing either she just was, or I do feel like there's somebody else. You know what I mean? I feel like there is somebody that is coming into the energy for her.
Okay.
And it might be even when she goes away and goes abroad, but I feel, you know what I mean, that she meets there. But I do feel as if, just hold on to that, that you're going to message me. And I feel like it might even be somebody there. I feel like she's going to really love, you know what I mean, being somewhere different. But Mitzi, I want to jump back to this. Is there any advice or anything right now if somebody were to come to you and want to know where you were 2 years ago almost and how this process, like, and to hold on to just the everyday things that you have to deal with, anything that you could help someone with?
I mean, that's a hard one. Because, you know, everyone has their own, different grief journey, but, I would just say in your lowest moments, don't give up hope. Because someone like Renee will come along and give you the messages that you need to continue waking up each day. I mean, in the very beginning, that's exactly how I felt. Those messages that you gave me, things that like there's no way you could have known. And some of the things that you told us that we hadn't even known yet either. But then, you know, would come to pass and it would be like, oh my gosh, like Kyle is still really here. So I would say you will be able to keep going. It's going to be incredibly hard, but there is a way.
Mitzi, just you ever saying that to someone right now that is just starting and can hear you say that, you have no idea the courage it took you to say that. And for the person, like I said, I have people every week that reach out to me with this that are just on this journey. Mm-hmm. To be able to listen to this, and I will guide them to this program. And I encourage everyone to listen to you and to see you now and to be able to be getting up and functioning and knowing that you're getting on with your daily life and you never forget. It's never about that. And people have to understand that too. They think that if you smile or laugh, that you forgot your loved one, right? They'll feel guilty. It's like they'll say, oh my God, I went to this party and for 5 minutes, I actually felt normal for 5 minutes. And I actually laughed at someone's joke, or do you understand? I smiled, and they'll feel guilty. They'll feel as if they're not honoring them. And this is the one big thing I want people to understand. You are honoring because you did that. That's what they want for you. Yeah. They want you to live your life here and to be happy. They don't want you to feel condemned. I just feel like loving them is honoring them. And that's one of the hardest things. And I know for everyone, like when you struggle this, whether it's a husband or a wife, no matter what it is, when we have moments of happiness, we feel so guilty about it as if we're not honoring them. And it's the exact opposite, because in heaven, there's no judgment. There's no sadness, right? It's just all love. And this is what they want us to still feel here, because they know they're going to see us, right? Obviously, they don't miss us on a daily basis because they know, right? They see us every day and they know they're going to be. But for us, it's every second of every minute of every day that you're constantly thinking and missing and trying to find ways to connect. And I always just say, sometimes you have to sit back and take that breath, because when you keep overlooking, we miss what's in front of us. But with you, to be able to take this courage today and to be able to help some people on this journey that are just starting out, I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. And even with your children, what you've done for them, do you understand them seeing you be able to get through this the best that you can, and your husband and all of you doing this together? It takes all of you together to be able to do this. And you're all on your different journeys. Everyone, you can have everybody in a family. And I know all of you are in a different place, right? And it's a different journey for all of you because you're coming about this in a different way. So for you to be able to take the time and to do this today, I can't thank you enough, because you don't understand right now how many people are going to listen to this and how many hearts you're going to heal. And I just want everyone to know that there will be a place that people can reach out. And Mitzi, you're an amazing person. Your son is so very much alive. He's present with you every day. And you know this, you see the signs, right? You and is there anything about you with the beach? She's connecting me to the beach. I feel like I'm going to the beach.
Well, we just did for spring break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he makes, and he makes, is there anything about you wanting to do something for him when you're there? Like you, I don't know if there's something about ever wanting to write his name in something, but like you specifically say, kind of like, this is for you, or you do it in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like every time we go sort of anywhere that, you know, he should have been with us, we're always kind of like doing little things to remember him. And
is there anything about writing his name in something? Like, I don't know, I'm looking at the sand and I'm writing his name in the sand.
Yeah. I mean, we did that in Hawaii.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he makes me feel as if it's still there. Do you understand? It's like if you were to go back, just like the essence of it, like it's still there. Is there anything about you seeing your father, or anything about going to see your dad, or your dad's coming up? He's referencing your father.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to see him in May, because I'm going to Tampa for my nephew's graduation. So
I'll and that's him. Also where I feel like there's an event coming, and I said people are getting together.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Is there anything with Bubba or Bub? Does this make sense?
Yeah. I mean, that was like one of Kyle's nicknames when he was like a little chunky baby. And it just kind of stuck for the rest of his life.
Okay. I don't know if it's almost wanted. He's like, not anymore, Mom. I don't know anything with wanting to get that put on something or see it written on something. For some reason, he's referencing this. Either somebody brought this up recently or said, do you remember when we called him this? Or do you know how you kind of like see something or bring it up, and he's referencing this name, which is not a common name, and he's referencing this, but he also references your younger daughter, that like he's proud of her. I feel like she's very like with friends, like she's very wants to be part of the social.
Oh, for like, sure.
Very social. He makes you feel like this is going to be a busy summer where it's going to be mom, take her to this. Do you understand? Or take her here. And he almost referenced her wanting to drive the Jeep. It's almost like, Mom, I'm going to be driving this Jeep. Like, I want to drive the Jeep. Like, something about her.
I mean, maybe because, yeah, she does like to, for us to take that car whenever we're going somewhere. So.
Okay, because she makes me feel like it's like, I want to be in the Jeep all the time. Like, that makes her feel, do you understand? When she pulls up, you know, with her friends, like she wants to be in the Jeep. But he makes me feel like she's going to have a very exciting summer, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of events. Like, she's getting invited to a lot of things, and that she's very, very social. Really happy about that. Do you understand? Like, he really puts his energy in there for that. And he wants that. He's happy that she's able to move forward in this way. Cause I feel like your older daughter and your younger daughter are in different places with this. You know what I mean? That they're still in very different journeys with this.
100%.
Yes. And he's trying to help your older daughter with this. And I really feel like she's a more serious energy for me, and with the schooling, you know what I mean? And what she can do to help people, that it's going to help her so much on this healing journey. Like, this is a process for her too.
Yeah,
Well, right. And, yeah. But that your younger daughter now is able to, but what's she seen of you though? Do you understand? It's what you've shown her, that you've put so much of your emotion aside to let her have as normal, mm-hmm. do you understand? And to be able to move forward. So he thanks you for that. Mm-hmm. And he loves you both so incredibly much. He's with your husband. He's always with him in the car. The big place for him is when he drives in the car with him.
Yeah, I totally see that.
He's always in the car with him. And I feel like that's where your husband connects with him more, when he's quieter, mm-hmm. right? When he feels like he can have the time. But I just, and he's not alone. I want you to know he's not alone in heaven. Ryan comes in with him. Mm-hmm. Your mom is there. Like, they're all together. I want you to understand that. They're very funny together. Ryan and I are very funny together. It's almost like, I feel like Ryan tries to show him things. Do you understand? Like, he helped him on this journey, like of the healing, like he was showing him things and helping him on this journey in heaven. Mm-hmm. So there's no such thing as being alone for us or people in heaven. And Mitzi, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough for sharing this story. Mm-hmm. And
I can't thank you enough.
And of strength. And like I said, I do want to put a link that people, and even with your, I'd like you to pass forward, even with your foundation, I'd like to have that put up, because I would love for people to be able to reach out and to donate to this and to let this get bigger. If you send me a, I want to put this at the bottom before this goes up. Okay. I just think it's really important for people to be able to connect with this, because it's so much bigger than what you think it is. We think we're alone in things until we find out, right? As soon as we talk to people about this, there's so many people, and you're all in this place and want to heal. Yeah. So I can't thank you enough. And you know that I'm always here, and your son is always here. And thank you.
Funny. Yeah, no, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for everything that you've given me since, you know, I've known you, and it's been amazing and so incredibly helpful. So thank you.
God bless you. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
If you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, call 911 or call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or text HOME to the Crisis Text Line at 741-741.